Helen. It was hard to hear the knocking over the noise of the microwave, so Helen wasn't sure how long it had been going on. But the moment her oatmeal finished cooking, she heard the staccato tapping of knuckles on wood, and she strode quickly out of the kitchen and through the living room to the front door. The knocking grew louder, harder, faster as she approached. Whoever was outside wanted desperately to get in, and while her first impulse was to throw open the door and let the knocker find refuge in her home, good sense won out, and she called, "Who is it? Let me in." It was a child's voice, a boy's, and Helen found that she was not surprised. Something about the uninhibited ferocity of the knocking indicated a non-adult origin. "Let me in." The kid sounded agitated, scared, and she imagined him being chased by bullies or pursued by an abusive father. Maybe he was fleeing a psychotic killer, like that kid who'd temporarily gotten away from Jeffrey Dahmer before the police had stupidly given him back to the cannibal. Helen unhooked the latch, threw the deadbolt, and pulled open the door. She had time to register that he was small, 9, maybe, or 10, dirty, wearing nothing but a brown loincloth, and then he was speeding past her, running as fast as he could through her living room and down the hall. "Hey!" She tried to follow after him, but the bathroom door was already slammed shut and locked by the time she reached the hallway. There was something unnerving about that. The kid had not hesitated, had seemed to know exactly where he was going, as though he were intimately familiar with their house. Helen knocked on the door. "Are you all right in there?" No answer. She knocked again. "Hello?" The kid didn't answer, and she wondered if she should dial 911, call the police. What if there was something seriously wrong? She'd only gotten a glimpse of him when he dashed past her, and while he looked unhurt, maybe he was injured and she just hadn't seen it. "Are you okay?" There was no response, and she jiggled the knob. Worried that he had collapsed or passed out in there, she pressed her ear to the door. From inside, she heard grunting, straining, heard the disgusting sound of plopping water. He was going to the bathroom. Maybe he was sick, suffering from some intestinal disorder. She moved away from the door, wondering if she should call Tony on his cell phone and have him come home. He'd only left 10 minutes ago. He couldn't be at the office yet. Besides, maybe he'd have some ideas. Suddenly, the door burst open, and the loin-clothed kid was running past her down the hall. She hadn't heard the door unlock, hadn't heard any noises at all, but she didn't have time to think about that and quickly followed him through the hallway, through the kitchen, and out the back door. He sped across the yard and into the garage, slamming the small garage door behind him. What the hell is going on here? Helen stood on the stoop, torn between going back and checking the bathroom to make sure nothing was amiss, and following the boy into the garage to make sure he was all right. She finally moved forward and hurried across the lawn. To her surprise, the door was locked. She wasn't aware that it could be locked. The door was old and practically falling off its hinges, the press board peeling away in buckling layers beneath the flaking paint. She tried turning the knob, but it was frozen. Tried pulling on the door, but it was shut tight. She could go inside and get the key for the master lock on the big garage door, but by that time he could be gone. Theirs was an old garage with a small window on the side, and she walked around the corner of the building and peered through the glass, trying to make out what was what behind the decades-thick layer of dirt. She saw the boy in the open area between Tony's tools and lawnmower and the piled bulk of summer lawn furniture. He was squatting on the floor, grimacing, obviously trying to go again. Helen thought for a brief second, then glanced around the backyard until she found what she was looking for, the used cinder blocks that Tony had scavenged last week. They were piled against the fence and already covered with dead leaves and spiderwebs, but she grabbed the top one and placed it against the small door, pushing it hard against the wood. The door opened out.